This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Justine Wadsack's on the line. She's running for LD2 in the state Senate. Justine, LD good morning. 10. LD10. Sorry. Ed wrote 2 and then he changed it to 10, and I'm like a zombie, so it's on me. So
no zombies allowed. Not during a pandemic, please.
Thank you very much. That's not a bad line. Senate LD10, and this is something the last time you were on the show, you made the announcement that you were switching from running for Congress to running for LD10. And now you are trying to, not just for your own election, but for a lot of people's, trying to, you know, they have this dream of running for any elected seat. And because of what's going on in the world, your ability to collect signatures is being highly restricted. And the date for all these suckers to get in are coming up in, what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah. We're fast approaching. Our deadline is April 6th. And, you know, it's one thing if I had been running for this seat for the last year and, you know, I'm in the home stretch, but I think it was 56 days to collect almost 400 signatures, which you would think is really simple, but when you have to work within the construct of you can only get LD10 signatures and you can only get LD10 donations, you know, it's amazing how many friends you have that live, you know, a block outside of the district. And, you know, so it's been a challenge, I won't lie. You know, and I can't use any of the signatures that I collected when I was running for Congress.
Now, so what's happening is if someone's running for a state seat, a House, Senate, Corporation Commission, or a federal seat, then you can go to the Secretary of State's website and electronically sign, correct?
That is correct.
So,
yep.
And it seems like a pretty good system the way it was set up.
It's a really good system, except the only problem is that people are afraid to put their information into the website. And they really don't have anything to fear. The website simply confirms that you are indeed a candidate, that you are indeed a voter, that you're registered in that district, and that you are a citizen. It just basically verifies you, and it does so with use of your driver's license number or your voter registration ID number. So you're not putting in your Social Security number, you're not putting in anything that would cause you any danger or expose you, but what it does is it just verifies you.
So what's the website for the Secretary of State?
It's www. I know you hate that. go.azsos.gov.
One more time without the laughing.
Sorry, it's go.azsos.gov. And because I'm having to do this from the phone, let me quickly pull up the last four numbers, and it's not going to let me. Darn it.
What do you mean the last four numbers?
So the word.
There's
what is it? So
there's last four letters that are on the actual link that are imperative to get you to that person's signature. So because I'm doing it from the phone, it's not letting me access it.
Now, is there a way on your website, WADSAC for Congress, to?
Yes, sir. So that's probably the best way to do it, rather than going straight to the Secretary of State.
What do they
just
click
go
on?
Go to wadsacforarizona.com and hit the donate button. The sign the petition now. And it should be on the first page of every one of my pages. You can see sign the petition now. So there's no way of avoiding it, and it takes you directly to the AZSOS website. So again,
all right, Ed Alexander's going to do it. Is it number four or?
Yep, number four or the.
That's it. That top Google search. You got it right there. You already clicked it before. Go get off of that. Right there.
Yep.
Ed. See that one right there? You've already clicked it. Right there. Hit that top one. Oh, not that one. Right there. Right below. There's the one.
I know.
There we go.
It goes to four, Congress, so I was trying to figure out where the hell I'm going.
Oh, that's interesting. The one that says for Arizona sends you to WADSAC for Congress. But then it says,
yeah, I've talked to my team about that. I don't know what the problem is, but just ignore it. Just type in wasdacforarizona.com.
Right.
And you can use the number four.
Oh, sign my petition.
Wow, it's all the way down there on the bottom. Okay.
So go to the bottom. Yeah. And then it says voter. So it's APS. It's APPS apps. .azsos.gov.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but it's on her website. So
awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Justine, it has been shouted out to the mountaintops.
So what I would suggest is just everybody, just please follow me on my Facebook. I'm going to be putting it up there every single day, a new post every day on how to sign my petition. You can go to my Facebook, either to my Justine Wozniak Facebook, or you can go to Wozniak for Arizona. The best way to find me is just Wozniak for Arizona in any way, shape, or form. You can find me there on Twitter. You can find me there on Facebook or online at my website. But sorry about that. Because I'm on my phone, I can't see any data.
It's okay. It's all right. So, We'll make it happen. So, Justine, thanks for running. Thanks for getting the word out, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, and everybody stay safe out there.
You too. Justine Wozniak running for LD10 State Senate.